You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Matas Masai, Shabbos Mevorchen Ov, in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Aleph, it says, Miknei Rov, Hoyu Levnei Ruvain, Ulevnei God, Otsu Ma'oid. The Levnei God and Levnei Ruvain had a lot of pasture necessary for their animals. Vayiru es eretz yeozer, the es eretz gilod, v'hine hamokim mokim mikne. And they saw that in the Eva HaYarden, in the land of Ya'ezer and Gilod, there was sufficient pasturage. And the Psukim continue that B'nei God U'B'nei Ruvein came to Moshe and Elozer HaKoyen in the Nesi'ei Eda, and they requested that this area should become their Eretz Achuza, which was not in Eretz Yisrael, but it was in Eva HaYarden. And the Psukim continue and seem to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was upset with them that they made this request, until they explained that they will join Klal Yisrael in the Kibush Oretz and then will return to this land that they requested on the Eva HaYarden, and that assuaged Moshe's anger and complaint. So it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu was upset with them that they made this request initially. But the Sefer Siach Salfei Kodesh, the classic Sefer with many Torahs and Sipurim of the great Polish Rebbes, quotes the Rebbe from Alexander, who said in the name of his Rebbe, Reb Simcha Bunim of Shrischa, Susam Yogan Aleinu, Ma Sherotzu B'nei God U'B'nei Ruven L'Kabal Nachlosam Be'Evar Hayalden, the intention of B'nei God U'B'nei Ruven for this land was because Goidu Dveikus Berabam HaKodesh, their motivation for wanting to take this as their nachla, v'tzafu, and they saw Beruah HaKodesh, obviously, she'osid lihikover begeim wool base ba'oil, that Moshe Rabbeinu, even though we don't know exactly where his kever is, but we know that it's in that area, in that general vicinity, l'chein rotzu dafka be'ever hayalden. So the motivation was very pure and very appropriate, because they didn't want to separate themselves from Moshe Rabbeinu, so that even when he has passed from this world, they want that they should have the Nachla where the Kever of Moshe Rabbeinu is. And they say that this Loshen HaPasuk, U'mikne Rav Hoyu L'vnei God L'vnei Ruvein Otzum Ma'oid V'yu Es Eretz Ye'ezer, U'pirish U'mikne Rav Heinu Kinyin U'dveikis Berav Chayenu Rabom HaKodesh L'vnei God L'vnei Ruvein Otzum Ma'oid V'tzofu Ka'anal She'osed Li'kover Begai. So this is a very beautiful explanation of why indeed B'nei God U'B'nei Ruvein didn't want a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. They preferred the Nachla, the Eretz Yerusha, should be the land which their Rebbe, which their Rav, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, be there. And it's very interesting, although it doesn't seem that the Siach Salfei Kodesh says this implicitly, but if you look in Zois HaBrocha, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Chof, where Moshe Rabbeinu was giving his final brocha to all of the Shvatim, it says, U'legod omor boruch marchiv god, kalovi shochin v'torof zeroya af kodkoid, v'yar reishis loy, ki chelkas mechoykek sofum. So these words are somewhat enigmatic, and Rashi says, v'yar reishis loy, ro liten loy chelik be'eret sichin v'oig, shu reishis kobush ha'oretz. This was the beginning of the Kovush Oretz, which Moshe Rabbeinu did. Ki shom chalkas mechoike ki yoda, asher shom benachlotoi chelik sodet kvuras mechoike, v'hu Moshe. So this vault that the Rebbe from Alexander said in the name of Reb Simcha Bunim Mipshisra is inherent in this Rashi, which is a Sifri, which the Sifri and the Reim seem to indicate that the reason why God wanted Dafka, this land, the Sichon Ve'oig, and I quote, Ki yoda asher shom benachlosi mitzuya chelkes hasodah shebot tiyeh kvuras ha-mechoikei. The phrase ha-mechoikei refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. Al shem shechokak v'kosev v'satoyro mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which seems to indicate, very interestingly, that although Moshe initially was seemed to, according to our psukim here in Parshas Matis, was upset with B'nei Gad u'B'nei Reuven, that they requested this land which was not in Eretz Yisrael. It seems that before Moshe Rabbeinu was Niftah, which is in Zeus HaBracha, Moshe Rabbeinu acknowledges their positive intentions, that the reason why they wanted this land was because they wanted to remain close to him, close to the Mechoiket. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. These are the words that are found in the Siach Sarfei Kodesh. So this very special Deval Torah reminds me of something which is kedai, very worthwhile to mention at this time of the year, especially in connection with Chodesh Av, that an important part of Limud HaTorah is that if we have a Rebbe or a Rebbe, it's not just that that person teaches us a piece of Torah, a piece of Chumash, or Gemara, Rambam. That person is giving us Torah, which is for us Hashgafa. And the relationship of a Talmud to a Rebbe or a Chassid to a Rebbe is a relationship which transcends the physical world, meaning that it is a spiritual kesha, and it is a kesha which continues after both the Rebbe and the Talmud are gone. The neshamas become linked, and the neshama of the Talmud or of the Chassid can be raised to a much higher level through the connection to the Rebbe. And this could be the essence of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, this phrase, which is somewhat enigmatic. It's a shtickel appella. Tziva Lanu Moshe? Did you or I ever see Moshe Rabbeinu? But the answer is that if we learn Torah's Moshe and we incorporate it into our lifestyle, then this, as I said, relationship, is there not only in this world, but in the next world. And it's illustrated in this story, again, from Sipuri Hasidim of Shlomo Zevin. It can be found in Shavuos, that a Chassid once came to Belz, to the Rebbe de Sar Shalem, and he spoke to a number of the other Chassidim, and he said, "Fellow Chassidim, it's this trip we come to our Rebbe for Yontif, for Shavuos, as it was. Why do we come here? Are we coming here just to be there at this time, or is there a kesha that we will have with the Rebbe in Olam Haba? And are we worthy that we should have a connection to our Rebbe? Because the Rebbe will obviously be in a higher place than us by far, the Olam Elyon in Olam Haba. So what do we gain by this arduous journey?" So his listeners decided that once they're going to ask the Rebbe this question. And even though that people did not enter the room of the Sar Shalom unless they were summoned, but being that they felt that this was a powerful question that should be asked, the first day of Shavuos, before the Tfilis, the elder Chassid led this whole group of Chassidim to ask this question. The Rebbe answered them, "No, not only is it true that if a person hears Torah thoughts from his Rebbe and studies them and distills them from practical guidance in the service of Hashem, if he does that, then without doubt he retains his bond with his Rebbe and remains in his company not only in this world but in the next. And more than that, even if a person completely forgets his Rebbe's words, in other words, he didn't really instill it into his life sufficiently, but he even just when he heard them he was spiritually aroused, then he is also zoicha to have a kesha to his Rebbe in Olam Haba." And the Rebbe said that we can find a hint towards this idea. The words of Agdamas, which of course is tied to Shavuos. Zakoin kadshmatun shvach do shirotso. Pure when you hear the phrase of this melody. Kivin kain tehevin beheni chavirotso. Your places will be fixed in his company. So the Rebbe explained, that is to say, that even those who are only pure, when they hear, they don't hold on to it. But Peshas Maisa, when they heard it, they deheard it, they felt it, and they were inspired. Even if it's only that, they too will remain in his chavurasa, in his chevra. So these words made the Chassidim very happy, and they left his room for Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses, in great happiness that they will be in the Rebbe's chavurasa. So we see, dear friends, that this, that B'nei Gad u'B'nei Reuven wanted to hold on to the Rebbe after he was Niftel, is that not only they that were there then, but their descendants and all of Klal Yisrael, we can remain bonded to our Rebbeim, and they undoubtedly are way holier than us, but we could be zeuche to be in their mechitza. But I want to end this shir with, as I said at the beginning of the shir, with a message specifically for the 9 days and Chodesh Av, that from the many gedolim that I had the schus to have a shaychus to, one of the most exceptional was Rav Shlomo Lubavov, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And one of the things that he was most famous for was his incredible love for every Yid and the Ahavas Achim that he instilled in every Yid that he came in contact with. And I want to mention just in passing, very briefly, that when I was in Baviv, I heard many things similar to the one I'm about to tell you, that there was one story where, as it happens in Chassidus, occasionally some Chassidim of one Rebbe may speak askance about another Rebbe. They may speak nafbekovedik about another Rebbe. The Chassidim of the other Rebbe occasionally get offended, and being that they are rowdy people, they want to be loichim, they want to, so to speak, go to war with the people that impinged on the kovid of their Rebbe. And this happened once in Baviv, that there was some chassidim of another chassidus who chepered the Baviv Aruv, Reb Shlomo, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And chassidim in Baviv were making noises like they wanted to get back at those other chassidims. And the Baviv Aruv, Reb Shlomo, heard this. And he called the chassidim together and told them, I want you all to know that I forbid you, in the strongest term, to fight with anybody so-called in honor of my covet, because if you do, I will be so upset with you, I will have nothing to do with you, loy v'zeh v'loy beba, not in this world and not in the next world. This is the strongest language that a Rebbe could use in exhorting his chassidim. The strongest type of forbidding somebody to do something is saying that for a Rebbe to say, I will have nothing to do with you, not in this world and not in the next. And this was seen countless times, and he repeated it in many situations, in many different ways. And we should learn, dear friends, in these days of the 3 weeks and the 9 days where we have to work on our Ahavas Achim, not only to be misakin the Churban Bayis that came because of Pirid Lavovus of Klal Yisrael, as we know from all of the stories that the Gemara tells, but also we have to do this in preparation for Elul and Yemei Slichus and Yomim Neroim, that the Rebbeinu Shlom is more makbid on Ben Adam Lechaveroi than he is on his own covet. The Rebbeinu Shlom can be moichel us for averos that we do to him, but it said he's not moichel us, he can't be moichel us for things that we do to each other. We have to be moichel each other. And if the Rebbeinu Shlom sees that we act with love to one another, and we are always mishabeach people, even liros malis chavereinu, like the Heilige Rebbe Ramelech says, then the Eibishter will help that we will see bekorev, like we say in Yiddish, in zara fleishige oigen, with our physical eyes, the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu and the Binyan Bayis and Refuas and Yeshuas for us, for Klal Yisrael and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.